And this is why God is so precise about you learning, and so you can know he gave to us the best of the teachers. The best. You can't have a better teacher than the Holy Spirit. Now he don't sit on your front doorstep. He doesn't sit on your front doorstep. He abides within you. That wherever you are, whatever come up, you can whisper, ask him, now, Holy Spirit, what about this? I need some help here. But most time we so conscious of the, remember mentioned feeling, we're so conscious of how we feel that we don't ask him. We just go off and get mad or get offended or get hurt and just go off and never ask the Holy Spirit, well, how did I do this? What did I do? But the enemy once said they hadn't been doing that to you. Oh, this didn't happen. That shouldn't have happened. That ain't right for you. Because he don't want you to be conscious of the indwelling presence of the Holy Spirit. Isn't that good? Hallelujah. Because God cannot be defeated. And nor can Jesus. The only reason why he suffered defeat was yours. And that only lasts for 3 days. He got the victory over the devil for you, for me, for us. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. So what you want to do is learn how to grow and develop and increase your faith. God has dealt to every one of us. Because that's what Satan is after, your faith. He's trying to get you, keep you in the dark, don't want you to learn, and he'll put all kind of stuff in your way, all kind of stuff will come up. He can get you so busy doing this till you ignore, neglect, and feel sorry for yourself and all that kind of stuff. He'll bring all that stuff up until you make. Until I make a quality decision that God's word is first in my life. And I'm going to find out how this works. I don't care what it takes, I'm going to find out how this works. I'm going to spend some time, and whatever amount of time I need to wait on God, writing down scripture, meditating on scripture, confessing scripture, whatever, I'm going to do what I got to take, because I'm going to learn how this works. I give you something, and you know, most people feel sorry for themselves, or they just sit there and go, duh. But what you are interested in, you give time to it. I'm going to say it again. What you are really interested in, you'll give time to it. I use this because most people been there. Most of us, I know I've been there. When I was a young kid, teenager growing up, boy, let me tell you, I was really interested. I use this. It fascinated me. I didn't have no wisdom. I sure didn't. But it fascinated me. I wanted to know, I wanted to learn how to drive, man, and I didn't care what it took. Then the first time, I show you how unlearned I was. I'm not going to say the other word. Just show you how unlearned I was. First time I got in there by myself, I'm going to put it to the floor. And down across that hayfield, and that other man property, you know, out there, and I was going to try, and it got it too fast, and trying to turn and miss it, I knocked that post, that cross. Crystal post out of the ground. Tried to keep it from daddy, but Lord Jesus. Thank God that God helped me. Because I thought he was going to kill me. I really did. Because of that incident and that situation, you think that stopped me? I wanted to learn how to drive. Don't you know when you start learning how to walk in the Word, don't you know you're going to have all kind of challenges, all kind of opposition? You're not only going to get it from within, but you can get it from your friends around you. People you go to church with. Yeah. If you don't make a quality decision, they'll talk you right out, have you doing all that other stuff. And when trouble show up, they don't know how to pray and you don't either. You need to know how to talk to God. You need to know how to stand on the Word of God, because I'm telling you, this works. Let me move on. Ooh. Glory to God. This faith works.